The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. We read today from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will hear because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage from the Gospel of Matthew, we know well as the Lord's Prayer, certainly one of the most well-known texts. For it's said that the Lord's Prayer is a prayer which only a disciple can pray. It is a prayer which only one who is committed to Jesus Christ can take upon one's lips with any meaning. But today I want to focus on just three verses. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12 and 14 to 15. "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." Followed by, "If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." Not only does one need to realize that he or she needs to pray this petition of the Lord's Prayer, one also needs to realize that one is doing what one is doing when he or she prays this verse. For of all the petitions in the Lord's Prayer, this is the most frightening. For we read in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, in paragraph 2840, that regards this particular text. And it says, "Now, and this is daunting, this outpouring of mercy cannot penetrate our hearts as long as we have not forgiven those who have trespassed against us. Love, like the body of Christ, is indivisible. We cannot love the God we cannot see. If we do not love the brother or sister we do see. In refusing to forgive one another, our hearts are closed, and their hardness makes them impervious to the Father's merciful love. But in confessing our sins, our hearts are opened to his grace." Forgiveness is derived from the old English word forgive fan. It means to give up resentment, to cease to feel resentment for any wrongs that have been committed to us. Now, I read somewhere, to forgive is to be strong enough to excuse another, to give the benefit of the doubt, to really believe that the person is bigger than his or her actions. See, to forgive is to grow, and to allow oneself to be forgiven is to grow also into a maturity of love and the reality that we share in God's love when we can forgive and we can be forgiven.